Hadidi, magically unfinished. Art is sensitive to light and color as well. Painting on a well-calibrated monitor can look slightly off on a coffee shop laptop. And when you take art to the local photo printing booth, you may find that the shadows in the painting do not agree with all the rooms that you take your art into. Moreover, unlike a photo, your impressionist painting can ask you for help. It speaks in strange, magical, poetic ways, but it speaks with a kind of heart. And that is only half of it. Because you can speak back by adding the things that the painting calls for. Sometimes you add too much and the painting will tell you so. Other times you need to fix a few simple things and the painting becomes silent and content. Impressionism helps your painting hold a kind of a visual conversation with you. A dance of two, so to speak. What is even more magical is that your painting will stop asking for more long before it approaches hyperrealism. It's very strange and magical. Our love of art, that thing in our soul, cares not for mirror images, not exactly. It cares that the person in the painting looks like the person that you painted, though through the lens of a brush. Our bodies may be bound to the chemical signature of this planet by 4 billion years of evolution, but our minds reach far beyond physics and the ordinary and the predictable. They are of a different constitution. And we are not computers. Not in any way. We are not animals evolved for complex tasks either. And you feel that. You feel that when you sit down the second time to your impressionist painting and complete it before it becomes a photo. Your mind is not of the stars and atoms, but of the very beauty of this universe.